Bam Adebayo out of the Bayou has now solidified his place in my third favorite Heat player of all time.
I wonder if he gets punished by the league or the team. Not that it matters, because it's not, if the punishment is punishment, I mean, it'll be one game, two games.
Yeah. But Bam tightened up Tyler Hero. I love it. Tyler was talking trash, and Bam had to tighten him up. I didn't know Bam had this in him.
Bam doesn't play that noise.
I did not know Bam was on the UD level. Half my face is numb because I came from the dentist. So if I'm talking funny, it's
you and Solana, you've probably spent half your lives in a dentist chair.
Yeah. Half my face is numb. Man, D-Wade's one, UD's two, Bam has became three. Sometimes people got to get tightened up, and Bam tightened up Tyler Hero. Tyler Hero is not going to say anything else negative about Bam, because this is testosterone. This is men stuff.
Oh, I guarantee you Tyler is done talking about it. He will never mention Bam again.
Bam tightened him up, Hawk. Sometimes you got to tighten up people, and he tightened him up, and I love it. Man, that made me so happy when I saw it this morning. Bam tightened up Tyler Hero. Got to do it.
You didn't see it till this morning? You didn't see it till this morning?
I didn't see it till this morning. I was fishing yesterday.
But it was Friday night when it happened.
Well, no, Friday at 5:30. I mean, we were live on the air.
Okay, yeah. I didn't really understand what was going on until probably maybe last night I saw it. But, yeah, I don't play on social media like y'all play on social media.
Interesting.
Okay.
I'm a grown man. I have a family of five.
Don't you only have three kids?
Three kids, a wife, and me. That's a family of five, Solana. Yeah.
Does that count? But here's the thing, though. Tyler wasn't just talking BS about Bam, because there's one thing. He does a sit-down interview, and he's asked some tough questions in person, and he just gives some honest answers, right? Like, I could understand that, where he's asked something, he responds with how he feels. This dude was doing it in the most punk-ass way ever, which is a random fan in his DMs asking him a question about his play or lack thereof, and him responding by moving the conversation to, well, why don't you talk about Bam? Why does a defender get paid $60 million? Like, he chose to move a conversation with a random on DM to just hate on Bam Adebayo, who has never publicly said one bad thing about Tyler Hero, and on the contrary, has always gone to bat for Tyler Hero publicly. That, to me, is why Bam said, oh, F this. Like, you're not even going to have the balls to do it to my face, or at least on, like, your own personal social media or in an interview. You're going to do it to some random guy on Instagram DMs? Like, it was the lamest possible way to take shots at the most legit, honest dude in that organization, Bam Adebayo.
Yes, and he had to tighten his ass up. And and I love that Bam went at him man to man. And when he said something crazy, Bam slapped him. I don't think it's the right way in 2026 to deal with things, but it's how I deal with things. I used to invite people to Walmart to fight me. Like, yeah, I love this, Hawk. I love what Bam just did.
So do I. The reason that it's different, though, it's not like he's slapping a rando who's saying something bad about him. These are guys who've been together, what, eight years?
Yeah, since 2019. Seven seasons.
Like, these guys are tight. This is different. Sometimes it's your friend, and you got to put your friend in place, or you find out something about someone that's been part of your orbit for a long time, and you go, wow, everything I thought wasn't true. If Bam had slapped a rando for saying something, at Summer League, I would go, what are you doing? But this was warranted because of the long relationship that they've had. In fact, that's why it wasn't warranted when Draymond Green hit, who was it? Jordan Poole.
And my second favorite Heat player tightened up Draymond.
And that's the point there, is you know, Draymond and Poole weren't boys for a long time and had it out in a moment. Like, you know, you're talking about a vet and some young kid who's trying to make his way. Like, it's so different. I'm glad Udonis. I mean, Udonis, like, broke it down. Like, it wasn't like no. a one sentence, you know, shut your mouth. Like, broke it down, made Draymond Green look like a fool.
Yeah, and that's the thing. No, it's not. It's not like people can't take emotion out of things. You can tighten somebody up and explain it to them. We've talked about this. Like, yeah, I'll slap you in the face, and then I'll explain why I slapped you in the face. Bam has now told Tyler, I'm going to punch you in the face if you say something crazy, but I also explain why you got punched in the face. And we can still be boys afterwards, go have a beer. We talk about it with Randy McMichael, with me and him fought. We did the same thing. I love this side of sports because there's males. There's alpha males in the same locker room. And if you got to get tightened up, you got to tighten somebody up. D-Wade, UD, Bam. That's my top three right now for the Heat.
It did expose what I think many people had known. But it did expose that some players like Tyler and Jimmy Butler had a lot of resentment towards Bam's contract and the way that he was placed on a pedestal within the Heat organization. Jimmy didn't care for it, and Udonis had to step in then. Mm-hmm. And Tyler, now that it's kind of out there, didn't care for it. There were probably others as well.
Yep. And now they're starting to play the video when UD snapped on Jimmy about disrespecting Spo. I saw that video, you know, 100 times this morning.
Yeah, because Draymond, like, I don't even know what Draymond did. He's like, oh, you better, you know, make sure you keep that same energy, UD. What I did to Jordan Poole, it's like, first of all, how is that your take on this? Second of all, I watched the clip that UD talked about that, and he wasn't necessarily like taking shots at Draymond. Like you said, Hawk, he was just kind of like, hey, what are you doing there to some young kid? Like really? Like that young kid is going to get in your head, which is not the same as this at all. But ultimately, Hawk, to answer your question at the beginning, I could see the Heat finding Bam to get ahead of perhaps any sort of league suspension. Like, hey, we'll handle this internally. Don't force him to miss a game. Let's not let this get carried away.
The league is going to have to fine him or suspend him. The league has to.
But what happened?
Why?
What happened?
What do you mean what happened? What happened? There will be an investigation. We know what happened.
Bam tightened up Tyler. And, like, what do we need to do?
Right. Well, you can't do that. Draymond Green tightened up Jordan Poole. And the league said, wait a second, you can't do it that way.
Hawk, you got to tighten up these young players.
That's your argument to Adam Silver. You got to tighten up these young players. Well, first of all, Tyler Hero is not a young player. He's been in the league almost a decade.
Adam, you got to tighten up this 9-year vet, Adam. Yeah. Sometimes you got to tighten people up.
He will definitely be disciplined. There's no question.
But you don't think if the Heat fine him first, then maybe the league will just back off?
I don't think so, because it involved two players within the league at a league sanctioned event, which is summer league. Like it's not like it's an internal problem within the Heat. This is two non-teammates getting into a physical altercation. League absolutely will punish them.
And Tyler did do nothing back.
I don't know. We'll find out.
That's what I need to know, the whole story. Tyler swung back and Bam stepped to the left and hit him again. That was just a grown man fight.
Yeah, but they'll both be punished. Like you can't just the argument of, hey, how are you going to punish these guys? Well, that was a grown man fight. It just doesn't play.
That's a grown man fight, Hawk.
But that doesn't play. You could argue that after every altercation in the NBA. Like it just doesn't play. You can't just say, well, that was a grown man fight.
Bam tightened up Tyler. I love it.
We'll get that video at some point, right? TMZ will pay somebody off. We'll get
it's
that video.
It's so hard to believe that there's not anything out there somewhere. There's video
in a
everywhere.
Vegas hotel. In a Vegas hotel, we'll get that video at some point.
Man, Bam, listen. You know I've criticized Bam for years.
Oh, have you?
This has solidified him as number three on my list.
Yeah.
When he tightened up Tyler.
You know, based on this conversation, our past conversations where I argued how the Heat viewed Bam internally as untouchable, the guy they want to build around, franchise player. You guys ridiculed me a little bit for even suggesting that that was true about Bam Adebayo. Like you're seeing it now. You're seeing what this organization, how they held Bam Adebayo for years internally.
But it caused resentments with Tyler and Jimmy Butler and probably others.
Perhaps, but did it not pay off for them? They just paired him with Giannis Antetokounmpo, who wanted to come play with Bam Adebayo.
Solana, I will apologize to you as well because Bam just jumped up five spots in my Heat of all time players. I'm sorry for looking at it. When I saw this story that Bam tightened somebody up, he jumped to number three behind Dwayne Wade and
Udonis Haslem.
UD. And then, like, I left out Bron. You know, Bron's probably three.
Well, we'll see.
Bam's four.
We'll see what he decides. Then we'll, yeah, we'll figure that one out.
But what are we doing here? We're saying that the Heat were right to give Bam all the money and all the power because he pushed Tyler Hero?
No. Hawk. Because he holds the standard.
Okay. How about you hold a trophy?
Hawk,
he holds the standard.
Hawk,
how about you give all the money? Just to play devil's advocate.
This is what
how
I
about
do,
you
Hawk?
Give all the money and all the power and all the accolades to someone who holds a trophy?
he tightened Tyler's ass up, Hawk. That's all I know, and I love it.
100%. That is indisputable. But what are we doing there?
UD got what? One ring? Two rings?
Three.
UD got three. So that's why he's three.
I don't know, Hawk. I feel like you're moving the goalposts here. We're not talking about championships right now. We're just talking about somebody upholding the culture. That's all we're talking about.
Yeah, and I'm all down with it. All I'm saying is you said this proved that the Heat were right to hand the organization to Bam. And I'm saying because he pushed Tyler Hero at Summer League game?
No, that's not why. But, I mean, you can
But you said this is what proved it.
Not just this, over the past 2 months.
But you said it. You said this proved
Giannis
it.
Giannis Antetokounmpo coming to Miami proved it.
Bam brought Giannis here.
Yes, Giannis wanted to come play with
Bam. I just want to make sure that we are discounting Riley once again.
That's not what we're doing.
You just said it was Bam who brought Giannis here.
That's not what we're doing.
If Bam wasn't here, Giannis isn't here. If Bam is not a Miami Heat player, Giannis is not a Miami Heat player.
And who drafted Bam Adebayo? Who wanted to build around Bam Adebayo? Pat Riley. You're trying to, because you did this last week.
You gave all the credit to Dwayne Wade. Like you took away everything from Pat Riley except not getting Dame Lillard. And now you're doing it again with Giannis. You're putting it all on Bam Adebayo.
I'm not
because Bam pushed
Bam.
Tyler. You're saying that he got Giannis here.
But why is there? What there? I'm not putting it on Bam or on Riley. Like two things can be true. Pat Riley drafted Bam. Pat Riley was the one, the decision maker, wanted to keep Bam, make him the next leader.
Let's have this combo with
Ira
Winderman.
And Pat Riley figured out how to bring Giannis here.
Right. And Bam, he wants to play with Bam.
And Giannis is here, and Bam slapped the shit out of somebody.
Well, you can't say that.
Yeah.
Bam slapped somebody, and I love it.
Three different conversations.
Three.
All I'm saying is he said that proves why it was worthy of giving Bam all the money and all the power. And I was like, well, wait a second. Just pushing Tyler Hero is what made that all worth it?
It's not. It's the standard of what you have to set as the leader of a team.
I got you. So Udonis set that standard for a long time. Yes. And you used to kill him.
Who? I love you, D. UD's my friend.
You can try to retract anything you want. You killed him for 5 years. Waste of a spot. Why would anyone listen to him? He's never out on the court. Like, you could try to rewrite anything that you want. But if you want to talk about someone upholding the standard, there was none better than UD. He's still upholding the standard.
Bam scoring 83 and upstanding what we have to do with the Heat culture.
I don't know. I don't remember Crowder ever killing UD. I just remember Hawk.
I can't kill UD.
I just remember Hawk suggesting there's no way Giannis leaves Milwaukee. No way he's leaving Milwaukee. I'll take him at his word.
And that was leading into that trade deadline. And guess what? He did not leave Milwaukee.
I remember those conversations after the trade deadline.
No, that's not true.
He's in Miami.
All I said was, I believe Giannis. You said he's a liar.
He was lying. He wanted out of there.
So you say Giannis is a liar, and I say to this day, Giannis is a stand-up guy. You say he's a liar.
He was lying about wanting to be in Milwaukee.
You say he's a liar.
He was lying. Doesn't mean he's a liar. Yeah, you could lie. Doesn't mean you're a liar.
That's exactly what a liar does.
Well, thank you, Jim.
I hate when I'm on Solana's side.
Go fix your face.